Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is the Sixth Man Podcast. Time to get going once again after being off for a couple of weeks now. I really wanted to see the Summer League in its entirety and then do an episode after the Summer League was finished, which of course it is now. And in this episode, we're going to be covering the Summer League, the standouts of the Summer League, most notably, of course, Scotty Barnes and Delano Banton and some of the other people that were on the team. I love Precious as well once he joined the team. Lots to cover. The Masai re-signing as well was also huge. And also, we're going to be talking about what will the starting five be for the Raptors. What is your best guess going into the season, which of course is going to begin October 20th, now against the Wizards. We know with Kyle Lowry set to make his return to Toronto sometime in February. So let's dive in right now and talk about the Summer League, and most specifically, Scotty Barnes. How did Scotty do in his first Summer League? Well, he was great. He was great. Taking a look at the Summer League stats, the guy that actually led in points per game was Matt Morgan. 27.6 points per game. Unbelievable. But second was Scotty Barnes at 20.4. Delano Banton led the Summer League team in rebounds, which was very impressive. Scotty with 8.9 there. Matt Morgan in assists. I mean, this guy deserves a look. He was very, very impressive. David Johnson, a name, our other second-round pick after Delano in the recent draft. Scotty Barnes at 4.3. In blocks, Scotty Barnes at the top. Delano up there as well at 2.3. I also like Justin. I always want to say Justin Champagne-y. It's Champagne-y. All right. We're definitely have to get that sorted out. I liked him a lot. He was a signing undrafted free agent. He led the team in steals, in fact. Champagne-y did. And then Delano right after that. And games played. Justin had 5. Delano as well. Of course, Scotty did not play in that last game, which I was a little disappointed because there he was on the bench. Neither did Malachi Flynn. Malachi also played well, even though he doesn't have a ton of stats here. I thought Malachi, boy, you know, they call him Red Van Fleet on the team, and it really sticks. He just reminds me of Red Van Fleet. You can just see the mannerisms and the way he plays rubbing off clearly on him, and I don't have a problem with it because I'm a huge Red Van Fleet fan. But Red Van Fleet, Malachi Flynn, he looks like he's holding his own for sure. What else do we have as far as Summer League is concerned? Well, one of the guys that's super high on Scotty Barnes, of course, his son plays at FSU, so he says he even, admittedly, he's a little biased, is analyst David Thorpe, the coach himself. He was on a True Hoop TV and talking about Scotty Barnes, and here's what he had to say.
Redrafted right now, I cannot tell you that he would no way go number one. I'm not saying he would. I'm sure Detroit loves Cunningham. And Mobley, it's harder for Mobley. It's hardest for Mobley because he's so weak compared to everybody else. He's so skinny. Although he looked good. I'm very, very high on him. Jalen Green, super exciting. But I would take Barnes over a one-dimensional scorer. I would take the guy that can play all five positions in the way the game is playing right now. But he's not alone. Like, there's a bunch of good players. I guarantee you Toronto is thrilled. I know they are. I've talked to them aside. They're fucking thrilled.
There you go. He is very, very high on Scotty Barnes. And yeah, he says basically if you were to redraft right now, there's no way you couldn't say that he definitely wouldn't go number one overall. He's an impressive talent, but he's got to put it all together. Now we will do a applause for Scotty as well, because not only did he perform well in Summer League, Scotty Barnes has officially signed with Nike as his choice for endorsement. So congrats going out to Scotty. I've always been partial to Nike. So Nike, you want to hook me up? You want to put a swoosh? A swoosh would look so good in the Six Man Podcast logo. I'm just saying. But Scotty Barnes, yeah, performing very, very well in the Summer League. I watched him, and he's one of those guys that really stood out on the floor. Not only because I was watching him, but he just, there's guys that have those qualities that, okay, yeah, he's playing basketball, and you appreciate that, but he just seems to move, and the game seems to move differently. I mean, he seems to be just playing at a slightly different pace, and just every time he was around the ball, he just made a difference. He was always engaged, and I'm not joking with you. Look, I've said before on this show, I have been the foolish optimist, okay? I have been the fool. Oh, my goodness, we got Jelani McCoy. Oh, yes. What? Who? Yes, he's the guy that did, well, he didn't play much last year, but he was on the practice squad, and he went up against Shaq every day with the Lakers. This guy's going to be great. And you know what? I wasn't totally wrong. sort of throwback is to that as well. There was a point leading up to the year Jelani McCoy joined the Toronto Raptors that people were actually writing articles about. Is he an all-star? He was averaging a double-double and no other centers were at the time. He was not an all-star. But I know, anyways, I know what it's like to be a foolish optimist. I was singing the Rafael Araújo, you know, praises like, well, we've got everything else. Screens are important. We need this guy. And it just didn't pan out. So I've been the foolish optimist. But when you see Scotty, he does remind me of a Giannis or a Kawhi. Now, these were going up against summer league players, and I appreciate that. He's got a long haul, a long way to go, and you got to want to be the man. Something else that David Thorpe said in there that was very, very interesting in that same interview was, you got to want to be the man. There's a mentality to it where these guys will come to the forefront and become superstars. Just ask a guy like Marvin Williams. Remember that name, Marvin Williams, out of North Carolina? Boy, he was drafted really, really high, believe number two overall, expected to be this huge, huge star. And he was kind of a solid player, but certainly had his ups and downs, just didn't have that mental component. It's not a question of whether or not he wanted to be successful. There's just this X factor that the elite players have. And you can have all the talent in the world, like a guy, you know, guy like that, like Marvin Williams, but you have to be able to have that extra drive, that extra gear that I almost believe you're born with. It's not just something you can look in the mirror and say, oh, I want to be this. I mean, that has a small part in it too, but there are guys that just don't pan out like that. And hopefully Scotty's one of them. We can only hope. Delano Banton, of course, the Canadian himself, first Canadian to be drafted by the Toronto Raptors, also played very, very well. He's very lanky. Very lanky. Got length to him when he's handling the ball and moving around. And he did look good in parts. His ball handling looked a little shoddy at times. Some of the guys did as well, to say the least. But he did look good. He did look good. Of course, the Raptors rewarding him with a two-year contract almost right off the hop. And the other guy that I was really impressed with after he officially joined the team was Precious Achiuwa. He looked really good. Same sort of thing. Just has this really, really high motor. Was always jumping. Was always involved. He really wanted to play defense. Blocking shots, getting rebounds. Had shot the ball a little bit. I thought he looked very, very good as well. So Malachi looked great. Scotty was super impressed with Delano, very good. Justin Champagny, very good. Precious, very good. Those were the guys that really sort of stood out to me that I thought made the biggest difference in summer league. David Johnson saw very, very, very small of. And I do like Ishmael Wainwright. I actually really like him. I liked his post-game interview after one of the summer league games. Literally getting emotional on there. You could see he plays with a lot of passion, wears his heart on his sleeve, and I wouldn't have a problem having him on the roster and putting him in the 905 and just, you know, keeping tabs on him. Keeping that sort of Nano DiColo tabs on him where you're like, we still technically have that guy? Yes. Ishmael Wainwright is going to make, I think, players around him better if he were to go to something like the 905. And I hope he makes it. Believe me, I hope he becomes an NBA player and is a big contributor for us as well. But those were the takeaways from the summer league. Those guys are going to get a good look, I think, in the 905. Of course, it'll be different for Scotty. He'll be on the big team right away. But we'll see. I wonder if they would. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, a big Raptors fan. Would they, you know, if you're loaded with all these guys that are of the same size and everything, would you put Scotty in the 905? You know what I mean? Would you do it? A number four overall pick? Does he just... That's an interesting conversation because it may seem obvious to some and maybe not others, but if he can't get the playing time, right, you got OG above it. That's the thing. All these guys, length and 6'9", you got OG, you got Pascal, you got all these other players that can play that same position. Do you let him go down to the 905 and dominate for a couple of months? And just because it's a lot of it has to do with confidence. In pro sports, confidence is so, so key. So would you put him down there and let him grow into being the man? Because he'd be the man down there. And then bring him up to the big, I don't know. We'll see. I want to see him play. That's the thing. You got to play in order to get better. We'll see if the Raptors, I'm sure Nick Nurse is already figuring out interesting ways to get him involved. We want to do a big round of applause, of course, for Masai Ujiri. Very strategically placed that after the deal officially goes through with Kyle, we get the Masai Ujiri, you know, official announcement that he's resigning. You can't tell me that that wasn't orchestrated to, like, we know we're losing Kyle. We're going to announce Ujiri resigning because he was already doing stuff, you know, on behalf of the team. Everybody was like, why don't they just make it official? Like, what's going on here? What, you know, why isn't it just being announced? Why not? Well, that's probably why, because maybe they were holding back for, okay, when the Kyle news becomes official, then we'll announce Ujiri resigning, sort of soften the blow there a little bit, which I can respect. If that's what their thoughts were, I can absolutely respect that. Let's hear a little bit from Ujiri, and his press conference talking about the team and some of the players.
Honestly, we're going to create our own direction. You know, like, we don't have to go with the wave of what the NBA is doing. We're such a copycat league, you know, like, and we have to, I think, ride our own opportunities. And for now, our opportunities are, I think, building around the young players that we have and letting them grow. So we have young, very young veterans. They are almost at the same age at when we had Kyle and DeMar. So that's Fred, that's OG, that's Pascal. We want to build around these guys and the Bouchers and Ken Burches. All these players, I think, that they have a level that they need to get to. And then there's the young crop. I think you guys saw coming up that we just drafted Scotty Barnes and Delano. We just got Precious in a trade. Malachi, all these guys we want to really like develop in some kind of way. And I think we have some sort of good history from doing that. Our three main players come from our development program. So I said it here when I sat here 8 years ago, we're going to develop players and we're going to build on that. And I'm saying it again, that we're going to continue to develop these players and we're going to find a way to win a championship here based on our development of our players.
There you go. Masai Ujiri talking about development being so key. And, you know, let's not forget, we also developed players. And then that same player, DeMar DeRozan, traded and got ourselves a Kawhi Leonard. So trades can always certainly happen. They'll always look to improve the team. But bravo to Masai. It was well-timed. I almost knew it was coming. It was so obvious he was still part of the team, but they just weren't announcing it. So they strategically placed it right after Kyle was officially traded to Miami, and we'll see. We're going to take a closer look at the Eastern Conference coming up next week in next week's episode, because I'll tell you, when I look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, I still think it goes Milwaukee and Brooklyn, and then everybody has sort of Philly. Well, what's going on with Ben Simmons? Will they trade if they get additional assets? They get the right assets. They could be certainly up there in that top three, but is it also Miami? You know, the team for me that I think people are really kind of forgetting about is, and I would argue, wouldn't surprise me, doing better than Miami and or Philly is Atlanta. Yeah, I think people are sleeping on them for sure. I mean, that's a really young core, really solid players, went far last year, have growth, re-signed, brought back John Collins, which I thought was huge for them. So that's a team that I just think people are quickly forgetting about in the Eastern Conference. And I just think from a depth standpoint, okay, you got Kyle, you got Jimmy, great. Yeah, that's awesome. And you got Bam, okay. But from a depth standpoint, Trae Young getting better, John Collins, all these great young players that they have are just, I don't know. We'll see what Atlanta does and what the season provides as it kicks off soon, sooner than you think. We just got till October. October 20th, the first game for the Raptors going up against the Washington Wizards and Bradley Beal. Every time I mention Bradley Beal and the Wizards, I'm going to say it like there's a question mark at the end. And wrapping things up, what would be your starting five for this Raptors team? I don't think you got it. I always seem to forget. Sounds bad. I forget about Gary Trent Jr. So initially I thought, well, Goran will just replace Kyle and then Freddie at the two. And then you got probably OG at the three. Then Pascal at the four, and then I'm assuming either Ken Burch or Chris Boucher at the five. But you forget about Gary. I don't think you want your $18 million guy sitting on the bench. That just doesn't make sense to me. So very likely Freddie moves to the one, then Gary Trent Jr. at the two, and then the other guys in line, like I said, OG at the three, Pascal at the four, and then I think Chris will probably get the start at the five with Ken Burch coming off the bench. But also Precious is very interesting in there as well. So I don't know. I don't know if Precious would start by any means. I think Chris or Kem would start over him, but you got him coming off the bench. And I think Goran, that's where Goran ultimately comes off the bench as well. With Malachi there, it's going to be a good team. I like the you know, Scotty, of course, to be on there. Delano, will he be with the big team? We'll see how it all unfolds. But if I had to bet money, yeah, that's what I'm going with. Fred, Gary Trent Jr., OG, Pascal. And I got to make a choice. I got to make a choice. I'm going to say Chris Boucher. Chris Boucher starts at the five with Ken Burch coming off first. And then maybe Precious or Cam. Some mixture there of the four and five. One of those first guys off the bench. Those will be our two bigs coming off the bench right there. I don't know. We'll see. But an exciting summer league. Raptors end up third in the tournament. And we've got some things to look forward to. That's for sure. So we'll do a further look next week at the Eastern Conference and how it'll all unfold and some of the finality of the roster is taking shape and what we can expect with the season preview coming up for a season that is going to be starting sooner than you think here in Raptors land. And we thank you once again for joining in. Make sure to keep listening and tune in to the Sixth Man Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.